Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 16. We made it. 16. Woohoo! Wow. You know, as I think back over our time together, I think about how you have delivered the most amazing insights and content through me. So you guys get that this is all you moving through me, right? So in this moment, I want you to just feel, first of all, your great power, how you created this moment that months ago you whispered in my ear and said, Jen, you know, I could use some help with this. And I'm at a place now where I can hear those things because I have space in my field, right? And I said, okay, I'm going to give it a go. And then each day you showed up and told me in your dreams and in my dreams and in my guidance what we're going to play with. You created exactly what you needed. Isn't that cool? You did all of this. So I want you to just take a moment and just feel your great power. Feel your great capacity to manifest. Feel yourself in this moment as someone who can access, has space in their field right now to listen to the divine whispers. That's it. Today's exercise is to think about what you came here to play with. So right in this moment, let's just do the exercise for today right now. Right in this moment, think about what you came here to play with. The first thing that comes into your mind, what is it? The very first thing. What was that first thought? The one that you wiped aside to say, oh, I should be more logical. What did you come here to play with? The first thought. What did you come here to do? The first thought. Right? So my first thought was to make a difference. That's kind of surprising. Because my thoughts prior to now have often been about, and it will change based on where you're at, right? I have less walnuts, so I can think I can get clearer and clearer and clearer as to it's not to receive as much as to give, but knowing that in the giving I receive pressed down and overflowing. So what's yours? What's yours? Now, as you think about what you came here to play with, what you came here to do. Yeah, so Michelle is moving into space. Good. You came here to be rejected, Radhika? That's interesting. Jeannie came to shine my light. Yeah, I get it. I get the rejection thing. It's the level 10 experience. So what's the opposite of rejection? Let's play with that one, okay? Joy came to play with love. That's it. Good. And so now think about, tap into, access right now, your amazing divine qualities. You know, those qualities of the sliver of divinity that is you, the quality of the stars that are you. Just tap into that. Tap into that. Tap into your amazing qualities and even go into that beautiful room of concentrated love that is God's room that amplifies your qualities. Go into that room and feel and dance and spin in your qualities. For those of you who didn't know, and I'm giving this to you as a gift, by the way, I'll be posting it after our call this morning. I did a 90-minute recap of the 7 days last night in a live call to try and get more people into this, into the 21-day program. And when I went into this God's room that contains of your amplified qualities, I noticed that there are new things in the room. There are workstations in the room that allow you to play and dance and feel and express your divine qualities. So, for example, there's an area of creativity in mind. There's pianos and guitars and paint, and I can write there. There's quills, feather pens there. And then in my adventure corner, there's all this amazing camping gear, outback gear. So, and my trip to Ecuador has lots of beautiful energy in that corner. So this is a place you can now go to actually play in your divine qualities. And it has to do with what we're talking about, what you came here to play with. So while you're in that room now, you're in that room, and you're dancing in and feeling and noticing your divine qualities, and really, really allow them in. Allow them to be part of your skin, to be part of your organs, to be part of your blood. Feel each quality. Name the quality aloud and just feel it. That's it. And it's as if they're pinging. Ping! Each time you say and you name them and you feel it and it rushes through your beautiful physical body. Sorry, the phone rang. That's it. So as you came here to know what your overarching thing that your soul came here to do, as you're tapping into that, into this room, as you're tapping into that, into this room, right? Just feel you playing in this intention for your life. For your soul this lifetime. What did you come here to do? What did you come here to play with? Feel yourself in that space now in this room with your divine qualities. What's that like? What's that like? What's that like? Feel it. Feel it. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Notice what it feels like to have your qualities support your divine mission. What you came here to play with. Do you see how they kind of match? And just play that. Notice it. Play with it. Play with it. Notice it. Play with it. Yeah, that's beautiful. Tony shared, it's like restoring the innocence of my childhood when I was afraid of anything. Yeah. Yeah, and understandably so. There's a reason why you were afraid in childhood. And it's changing now. It's just changing now. And I want you to notice something that's happening here. A lot of us, when we come into a program like this, we want to get rid of something, right? And I'm here to tell you that it's not about getting rid of. It's about honoring all the parts of us. It's about starting to create space so that we can notice all those amazing parts. We can love them and honor them and acknowledge them, and there's a really good reason why we've been behaving the way we've been behaving. You get it? There's really, really good reasons why. And so now in this beautiful room, we get to remember who we really are, who we've always been. It just got hidden by some experiences. And yet, those experiences allowed us to gain a level of strength and power that might not have happened without them, right? So there's nothing wrong or bad about the process, about about any of it. It's just you on your amazing journey of the soul. And in this moment, oh man, this is a potent moment right here, as you're reckoning with the fact that you've had this journey, and this journey has brought you to here. And here, right now, you are seeing who you really are. You're seeing your amazing qualities of divinity. You're seeing what you came here to play with. And in that moment, there's an ignition that is happening, a beautiful ignition. And in that ignition, you are, it's as if there's a portal opens up in this room that's even more powerful because it is the portal of your soul. A portal is opening up, and it's like there's this little funnel, and you have access now to the light of your soul, of your very soul, the part of you that is still in the infinite and the eternal, the part of you that lives and breathes and knows, well, maybe not breathes, but a kind of breathing, and knows the breath of life, the breath of light, knows that you are these amazing qualities. And you came here with something, with a plan, and you're starting to get an inkling of just pieces of the plan now. And so now this beautiful funnel of your soul light, of the part of you that already knows and gets it, is funneling into you this light. It's as if you are the container that is receiving the light of your very soul. And it's this pure, pure, pure love light. It's pure, pure nourishing light. It's pure energy of the purest essence of your divine qualities. It is the purest essence of divinity itself, and this light of you as soul light, of you as divine light, is now pouring into you, the container that is you, whatever that looks like for you. Each of you is going to receive it slightly differently, and just allow yourself to be filled with your very soul light. And this soul light is imbued with your divine qualities. It is imbued with the very light and love of your soul. It is imbued with the light and love of source energy itself. And you are filled right now, filled. You can feel and sense the areas where the light concentrates. That there's areas in your physical body where it might concentrate. There's area in your thoughts and in your mind that it concentrates, and it softens. It softens those coping mechanisms. It softens some of those beliefs. You can see where it fills the emotional body and just loves and honors and acknowledges all the emotions and the need for those emotions. And this beautiful light just fills you and fills you and fills you and nudges you into remembering who you really are as these qualities, who you are as this divine light itself. And you feel and sense the filling of your body, your mind, your spirit, with the infinite and eternal light of your very soul, this sweet, gossamer, nourishing light, this healing, soothing light. It's as if this light is this cooling salve of love that just loves and honors every part of you. Loves and honors all those walnuts, all those little ones that created the walnuts. That's it. And this soothing, beautiful, calming balm of light, of healing light, just softens the hard edges of life itself and nourishes and nurtures every part of you, and it concentrates in areas of your physical, emotional, and mental bodies that most need it. That most need it. That's it. And you just receive this beautiful light. You do nothing but just receive. And it's like a miracle because it's so healing. It's so potent. And it contains within it you. It's you. You are being filled with the divine source, eternal and infinite you. That's it. You can feel it concentrating in the areas in the physical, in the mind, in the emotions, where it's most needed. And it just lovingly honors whatever's there. It's not trying to change it. It just honors. There's an energy of deep, 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 deep compassion that is within this beautiful light that is filling you up. And within that compassion, there's almost this energy of, you find your words, but the words I'm hearing are, they're there, sweet one. What are your words? They're there. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. I'm hearing that famous quote, it's all going to work out in the end. And we know it's not the end because it hasn't worked out. And that psalm is in there again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am God, that I am this source energy. Be still and know that I am. And it might ping through you. You might even say those words. Be still and know that I am. I am this energy. I am that I am that I am. That's it. That's it. And just feel yourself being filled. Feel yourself being loved and honored and nurtured. Feel yourself being, it's as if the beautiful qualities of your divine self are being ignited even more into your conscious awareness. It's as if it's being, there's a blueprint inside of you that's being created that you can't avoid now of your amazing divine qualities. And also within this, there's this this beautiful energy of your purpose, your mission, what you came here to play with, what you came here to do, that's part of your divine qualities. And a table appears right before you as you are being filled. And on that table is all of the circumstances of your life in its current form. And they might show up as gems or objects or dream symbolism, or they might show up as little holographic versions of your life. So on this beautiful table, and it's coming out of this light, out of this very light of your soul, is posting on the table your current circumstances that may have been causing stress. And you are filled and filled and filled to the brim. In fact, you are overflowing in this moment. And as you look at the table is also kind of part of you. It's manifested from you. So the table is magic. And on the table in front of you, you get to observe from this discernment of your light in this moment. You are so filled with your soul light. You are so infused and ignited with your qualities that you can observe from this perspective the circumstances of your current life. And you can see something more than what you saw before you started this program. You can see that some of the things on this table got you into this program. And so those circumstances can now maybe pause or stop or transform into something else. Some of the circumstances are nudging you into your true path. And you can look at those now and say, oh, I can see right now as I look at my table that the downsizing of my business in the last year has nudged me towards a path that I never would have done, which is this work I'm doing with you now. So I get to see it and go, oh. And you'll notice that as you're watching the circumstances of your life, it is all infused with light. It's all infused with love. There's nothing on that table that isn't of love. Now, you notice that it does have different hues and densities. There are some that are a little darker than others. And what if in this moment you notice that darkness isn't bad, it's just different? And so in this moment, you're going to work with the table and you're going to organize it in such a way that the circumstances that are here in absolute support are going to shine a little bit brightly. And the things that are no longer required are just going to go to the end, if you will, the end of the table. And so what's right in front of you are bright and shiny circumstances that are here for you. And in this moment, you might understand what they are and you might not. We get to at least love and honor that they're there for us. We get to just look at it and say, wow, it's all here for me. Everything on this table is here for me in some form or another. And now we look to the stuff that is no longer required. Now, that stuff might have been really important for a while, and we just look at it and observe it and say, thank you. Thank you for nudging me into this program. Thank you for nudging me back onto my path. Thank you for the the dynamics that created awareness that they wouldn't have had without you. Thank you. We just did a little ho'oponopono on it. I'm sorry for what happened that you were required. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing some of this energy. And I love you. We get to love this part of us. And love those circumstances. And say, I get that you somehow supported me. And some of our minds can't grok it at all, and that's okay. That's okay. It's okay if your mind doesn't understand it or grok it. It's okay. We just love those. And we watch them kind of sparkle in the face of our love. And we watch as they transform from whatever they were into love. And they contribute now to the energy of love that is here present, supporting us in our power, supporting us in our joy, supporting us in who we are. And now the table kind of transforms into just pure light. The whole table and all the circumstances shimmer before us and become almost like an angel. And this angel or this being of love embraces us and just loves us. If we choose, if you don't want that, that's okay. But it's loving us. The circumstances that have turned into pure, this being of pure love loves us. Oh my God, there's such love here. Wow. You and me, and we're all being loved by this beautiful being of love. Just loving us and saying, I love you, and you're doing great. You're doing great. And as we really, really look at this beautiful being, we see it's us. It's us. It's our divine self. It's us. Loving us. We get to say back, I love you. And this is our beautiful higher self. This is the part of us that lives in infinite and eternal, that has the plan, that has the blueprint, that has the map. And loving us at every turn. And supporting us at every turn, even if it doesn't look that way. And nudging us to wake up. This moment, we can see them loving us, knowing that they've always had our back, and that it's no accident that the circumstance turned into this higher version of us. It's all the same. Yes, Michelle, we are so beautiful. We are so beautiful. And as we are embraced by our beautiful higher self, there's a pile of walnuts over there. The whole bunch of little ones that we just get to look at and say, we got you. We got you. We get to, our higher self and us get to love all of those walnuts that are still to be explored and unwound and loved and honored. We just get to love them and thank them for protecting us. Thank them for protecting us. You might notice that the pile of walnuts is a little smaller than it was before we started. I still have lots to play with over there, and I'm not afraid of that anymore, are you? It's just something my soul came here to do. Those walnuts represent all the experiments of what I came to this planet to play with. I don't begrudge the walnuts now. How about you? We get to see them as something that's here for us as well. And as we unwind each beautiful walnut and pluck that thread of our soul, we expand each time. And we are love. And in this moment, we can claim, I really am love. I am love. in this room of our qualities in the eye of God. And there's a celebration in heaven as our entourage celebrates this moment of us noticing and honoring the love that we are, seeing the love that we are. And we take this a step further and we imagine in this moment, just imagine with me, that this moment doesn't stop. That this moment of remembering who we are in our great power, remembering that we came here to play and dance in a mission, that we came in to dance in an intention, same as a mission. And we are starting to remember that mission, that intention. And that the circumstances of our life have provided us the tools to grow our strength, our skill set in. And right now, as we stand being loved by our higher self, being loved by our very soul, filled with the soul light of our infinite eternal self, filled with our gifts, our divine qualities, standing, knowing that the circumstances in turn are basically our higher self guiding us to what's next. As we know all of that, we pretend now in this moment that this moment continues through our day. Just pretend that through our day, we are still in this moment. We are still in this energy. We are still noticing it and feeling it. And as we go through our month, knowing, and I know as I go through my month, I know that this month for me is going to continue to be quite intense. And I know that I have this wherewithal, if you will, this space, this capacity of love that is me, of support that is my higher self in love, so that it doesn't weigh me down. It doesn't get onto my shoulders and weigh me down. Notice what it feels like for you. As you move through this, it's like for some of you, I can see it's like you're a ghost in a way. And the energy of stress and upset just moves right on through you. For others, you're like martial artists and you see it coming because you have all this space and you simply do some kind of a dance and it goes right by you. You know those martial artists that as the attacker comes, they just go and it goes right on by. For others of you, you stand strong in your energy and use your neutral no to just push the energy through. And for others, you just stand in your life. Oh, my. Some of you are doing this beautiful dance of compassion. As you see that the stress is often from another person and it's not real. It's their stuff. And yet now you can see them with compassion. And for others of you, you dance with the stress. You do a little jig. You do a little cha-cha with it. And you, but through the dance of with it, you understand yourself and the stress even more. And you grow your strength in your capacity to dance with all of the things that previously you named as stress. And now is just life. There we go. There we go. There we go. And so your days are filled with your capacity now to pause and feel your amazing divine light and know that you've got this eternal and infinite self that just loves you no matter what and is creating these opportunities for you, creating the circumstances so that you can get stronger, that you can awaken more, that you can create more space and this more of this observer neutral energy of love. That doesn't have conditions, that doesn't have expectations. That's it. And so you move through your days with this deep knowing, with this deep, deep knowing that you are grace. You are an elegant soul of light and love and your divine qualities. And you can see in this moment what I'm being shown to show you is there's a mechanism that is happening that is creating a transformation for all you meet. Because as you dance through your life with this energy, that energy is now your universe, and anyone who enters your universe receives that energy and are ignited in turn. And you don't have to be conscious of that. It just happens. The only thing to be consciously aware of is that you are this bright, amazing being of light, that your infinite and eternal self has got you at every turn. And each circumstance is here nudging you to an expansion that might not be able to happen without the circumstance. There we go. And your mind is like kind of in awe at the moment. Your mind is in kind of awe at the moment. And it sees the brilliance of your higher self. And it's like your mind is kind of saying, I'm willing to take guidance from this. And that's what your heart is. That's what this guidance comes from now. It's the higher self, and the mind is getting it and is ready to take guidance from this powerful, gorgeous, incredible, graceful, elegant being of neutrality and love. That's it. Yeah. We're in a beautiful long tide now. We just take a nice deep breath and breathe it in. On the exhale, it expands within us. Ah. We feel ourselves in this still point of potency. And it's almost as if we can feel eternity itself. Wow. Thank you for that. That was really beautiful. I think I'm going to listen to this one again. This one alone could be a daily practice. Thank you for calling that forward. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being in this program. Thank you for being part of the 10% that's changing the whole thing. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.